This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello and welcome to Fun Kids. Something very, very exciting today. I am joined with Chris and Jenna from the comedy about a bank robbery. How are we doing, guys?
Yeah, great. Not too bad, man. Thank
How are you?
I'm very good, actually. Great. Yeah, I'm very good, yeah. So you guys are part of Mischief Theatre. Mm-hmm. Would you like to give us a little bit of an insight as to what you guys are about, what you do, where you met?
Yeah, so Mischief Theatre started about 4 or 5 years ago. We were a group of friends from Lambda Drama School. And we created this improv group, which eventually turned into us writing plays. And we performed the play That Goes Wrong, which was our original play, at the Red Lion Theatre. And it got picked up by Kenny Wax and Mark Bentley and then went on a tour. Then we got a transfer into the West End. And from there, it's just kind of, it's just awesome. Been amazing. Yeah, it's been, we've done really well. We've had 3 shows in the West End now, which is The Play That Goes Wrong, Peter Pan Goes Wrong, which we did for BBC as well. We performed a Christmas TV version for that.
Nice.
And then we did the comedy about bank robbery. And we have another one about to open as well called Grown Ups, which is about to be at Vaudeville.
So very busy.
Very, very
busy. There's lots going on.
There is, yeah.
Super exciting. So, Jenna, would you be able to give us a little bit of a synopsis about the comedy about bank robbery?
Yes. It's a diamond heist set in Minneapolis, Minnesota in 1958. There's a lot of music in. Everyone is basically trying to get to this diamond that's going to be housed in the Minneapolis City Bank for about a week's time. It's a very famous, very special, very rare diamond. And so everyone in the play has their eyes on it and they're trying to get their paws on it.
Eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
Everyone wants it.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of falling down and mistaken identity and slapstick and puns and hilarity ensues.
Mm-mm-mm. I think most importantly, I think there's a lot of people who get hit in the face, which is always funny.
Yeah.
And it's always a winner.
So coming into the characters, Jenna, you play Ruth Monaghan.
I do, yeah.
Talk to me about your character. What can we expect from you?
Well, Ruth Monaghan is the mother of Sam Monaghan, who's one of the main protagonists. And she works in the Minneapolis City Bank as a bank teller. And she's very, very clever. And she's very protective of her son, and she wants the best for him, and she sees that he's kind of going down a route that's a bit maybe not the best idea and maybe a bit dangerous for him, so she wants to pull him back and keep him on the straight and narrow. She's pretty straight-laced, and she's very nice and sweet and sort of just trying to do her best for her family.
Coming on to Chris, mm-hmm. probably not as easy a question for you, but you play everyone else, so
kind of tells you what you need to know, really. I play 14 different parts, ranging from a sleepy security guard called Roger to a seagull. And it's very good performance.
Yeah,
it's outstanding. but I play lots of different characters, and there's kind of like a running joke where at one point, so Caprice, our leading lady, she has three suitors who I play all three different suitors, so three of her boyfriends. And at one point in the play, three of those parts, all played by me, meet each other, and they get into an argument because they're fighting over Caprice, and then the argument turns into a physical fight. And for the enjoyment of the audience, I have to play all three different parts while fighting myself.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I mean, I have once, by accident, punched myself in the face for real.
So it has been called one of the funniest plays in London. So congratulations on that. Yay. Round of applause. Yay. I mean, the rehearsal process for this must have been huge.
It was tough because it's heavily devised process. So the three writers, Henry, and Jono, they will go away and write the original idea, and then as a company we will devise it together. So we have a 6-week process. But even then, when we were doing it originally for the year, we were in once a week rehearsing, doing rewrites anyway. Mm. The whole opening of the show, the first 10 minutes completely changed after previews, after press night.
Okay.
Because they're constantly, they are absolute masters of comedy, the three writers, and they they understand what it is that makes someone laugh.
And I think what's so great about it is it's for all ages, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Kids,
yeah.
Adults, older adults, everyone can enjoy it in their own way.
They
all find different things funny. Is that very much what this play is about then?
Yes.
I think also the amazing thing about it as well is it translates into other languages as well. I think people, obviously the location we are, we've got a lot of tourists in, and even if they don't speak the first language, they understand it, they get it, because it's not a complicated, I don't want to patronise it by saying it's not complicated, but what I mean is it's accessible to everyone because everyone gets physical comedy. Everyone understood Charlie Chaplin. Mm. He didn't need to say words, and we understood exactly what story he was telling.
Yeah.
And that's what this show does.
So touching on that as well, for any kids, because we have got a lot of children that listen that have got dreams, you know, they want to be footballers, they want to be singers, they want to be dancers, and also actors. What would your advice be to them to get into acting? How do they go about this great big industry and get into... What would you say to the kids that are aspiring to be like you guys?
I would just say find it wherever it's happening near you. I mean, whether it's in your school or if there's a kind of group in your community that does it. And just start.
Get involved.
Just get involved. Give it a go, you know, see if you love it. And just keep... And if you do and you get bitten by that bug, just keep going with it.
Any advice, Chris?
I find it fascinating that any successful person, like people like Steve Jobs, it's never been easy.
Yeah.
And to think it's just going to turn up at your door and you're going to absolutely nail it and you're going to be really successful, it's just not a thing. It doesn't happen. Success comes from hard work and commitment, but also love and passion for what you do. Mm. And there are going to be so many obstacles on your way, but it's only might only be a step back for the smallest moment in your life, but it will eventually get you to where you want to be.
I want to do one last question.
Right.
Okay. Of course, you've got a lot of friends that are in the play. I want my top three tips on how to rob a bank. Go. I mean, if anyone's going to know, it's you guys.
Play it cool.
Yeah. Okay. Play it cool, yeah. Chris.
Three tips. Be like a ninja. Be really quiet.
So be a ninja. Final tip. Just maybe
never
get whatever I'm trying to
coming.
Want. And never let them see. Okay, nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guys, thanks so much for dropping in.
Thank you
It's been great. The play sounds amazing. So for everyone listening, where can they see it?
It's at the Criterion Theatre in Piccadilly Circus.
Brilliant. Well, we'll go and see it then. Sounds great.
Hey.
Thanks so much, man.
Good luck with everything, guys.
Cheers.
Lovely
Cheers.
To meet you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.